Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. Good morning. I am so excited to be here. If you're not listening to this in the morning and this is a replay, good day. And I am so honored to be here. I always try to keep this under 5 minutes, but sometimes it's a little difficult because I have so much that I want to share and so much that I want to tell you. And today I am coming at you raw and real from a little travel place that's not too far from home. I'm visiting the Glasslight Hotel, which is not a new hotel. However, it is newly being reopened to the public here soon with an art gallery display downstairs that's pretty rad, a restaurant, and just a cozy place to stay and enjoy an overnight. You guys, I've got a first date night overnight with my husband since COVID, and I can only say joy to the world because it was so needed. And so I wanted to just come to you, like I always say, in truth. I'm still wearing my robe. I have not even brushed my teeth yet. I've had a couple cups of coffee and yesterday's hair. I haven't even washed my face. So a part of that is how we're gonna talk about our business and how can that serve you? What's purpose of me even sharing that is this idea of company culture. It's this idea of knowing the heartbeat of your brand identity. And so whether a company culture feels really big and it feels like you're talking about something with a lot of team members, and I say team members rather than employees because that alone is a representation that you really value your company culture. If you're saying, I'm the CEO and these are my minions, it doesn't make them feel like family. It doesn't make it feel like fellowship. And that's truly the heart of our Father. That's the heart of business and entrepreneurship. And so I am so grateful to steward a team. And I'm also amazingly grateful to watch my clients, if you will, and that might feel hierarchical, but honestly, it's my colleagues who are developing this within their own businesses. So I want to showcase today Legacy Lacrosse. Natalie is amazing. She came into community with me last year and it's been insane. She started a sports company for coaching last year in the midst of COVID. It actually launched in the summertime and she followed all the guidelines and did all the things and still wanted to steward the understanding that people are people and there's this human to human connection. And while she brought on extra coaches, you could sense just from the vibe, just from her company culture of energy, of passion for what they do. And even more importantly, that connection piece. She truly wants to know the kids that are coming alongside her to learn something new, but to steward them well in the sport of choice. And it's not just lacrosse, she does other sports camps as well. So I really encourage you to check her out if you're local to Hampton Roads. But I just love the way that Natalie has brought on coaches and team members that truly steward the heartbeat of what it is that she does. And I want to share with you quickly how Jesus himself exemplified this in the Bible. So often we think that our businesses don't align in that space and the secular and the marketplace are separate than the biblical or the ministry or the church, but actually they're one and the same. And so what better example than Jesus creating a company culture, creating a brand identity for heaven and the relational experience with our Father than through his relationship with the disciples. He truly created a family. He created fellowship. He wanted to know that person's heart, their unique identity traits that could then infuse into the brand even further and create a more robust company culture just based on who they were. He got down and washed their feet. Imagine if we did that as a CEO, as a business owner with our employees. What if we did that as a team? imagine the relational build, the connectivity, the opportunity for them to then infuse that energy, that love ultimately into the thing that they are now utilizing for their passion. Whether they're a creative designer, and I'm thinking close to home right now of my own team member who is literally my everything. I couldn't do what I do without her, is the recognition that she and I know each other. I don't just tell her to do something. She doesn't just tell me to do something. We see each other. And so on a bad day, on a good day, on a great day, on a sad day, we know our expectation levels then can be monitored and mirrored based on that expression of self. And so some really cool tangible ways for you to do this and infuse this right now is go have your company take the Enneagram test. Have a conversation about who they deeply are. Maybe you can go out and just have a party, just a gathering. Don't have it have anything to do with your business. Just understand who they are. Invite their spouses. This is a big thing with companies that I see that they're missing the opportunity, especially with church and ministry. This needs to be a family fellowship experience. I should be supporting my husband and where he works just as much as they should be supporting you and where you work. This is a part of your life. You're spending half of your living hours there. And so get comfortable. I came in my robe with intention. Get comfortable with the people that you work with. Know how Jesus discipled. Utilize that in your business and get truly connected with them. Sit at the same table. Break bread with them. Love on them. And know that when you are not there and you are not present, whether you're in heaven or whether you are not in the room, that your company culture is going to be stewarded well and truly felt when somebody comes into the room because of how you have stewarded it in that personal relationship with your team. So I hope this met you today. I don't even know if I stayed under 5 minutes. I'm going to be so proud of myself. But you guys, there is such power in culture. There is such power in relationship. All right, y'all. Love you. Have an awesome day. Back to time with my hubby. See ya. Hey, y'all. It's me again. I hope in today's episode you sense an ignite to an ember within you. Something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway by snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment, and tag me at fitandfaith_podcast or me personally at tamara.andress on Insta. I hope that I can keep you accountable and also share you with the greater community of the Fit and Faith podcast listeners. We're totally in this together. Community over competition is the motto, right? I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. I'd love to feature your thought in the next episode and give you and your passion project a big shout out. You know I'm a writer, so I love words and I can't wait to read what you have to say. I'm ready to fuel the flame with you together. And until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. Tune in next time.